Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and welcome to the Mark Steiner Show here. And I want to remind you that we're here on WEAA-FM, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. And, we don't have a read yet. Okay, good. I'll just go right into the show. So we start off our program with our day in history. This day on November the 6th in our history, let's begin. This is the day in 1861 that Jefferson Davis was elected the President of the Confederate States of America in 1861, apropos for our conversation coming up. This is the day in 1888 that Reconstruction was being assaulted from all sides to be stopped. On this year, in 1888, 69 black folks were lynched in 1888, and that was at a bare minimum of what they realized people being lynched as part of the terror campaign to end Reconstruction in the South. This is the day in 1900 that Republican William McKinley defeated William Bryan in presidential elections. And in 1913, Mohandas Gandhi was arrested while leading a march of Indian miners in South Africa. This is the day in 1921 that Oscar DePriest was elected the 71st Congress from Illinois, 1st Congressional District in Chicago. He was the first congressman from the North and the first African-American in Congress since the departure of George H. White, H. White in 1901. This is the day in 1947 that Meet the Press made its TV debut. And this is the day in 1962, the United Nations General Assembly passed a resolution condemning apartheid in South Africa and calling for UN members to cease military and economic relations with that nation. It didn't happen, but at least they passed a resolution. This is the day in 1963 that President Nick Nodiem was overthrown in a coup. This is the throes of the beginning of the American Wars of Vietnam. It's called the Vietnam War, as we call it. And that happened on this day in 1963. This is in 1973 that Coleman Young was elected mayor of Detroit. And in 1973, a group that was known as the Symbionese Liberation Army assassinated Marcus Foster, who was superintendent of schools in Oakland, California, killed in an ambush after a Board of Elections meeting. One person was convicted, one was freed from that from that attack, but it was a huge issue in 1973, the kind of the outgrowth of the radical revolutionary movement. Some people think it was an outgrowth that became twisted, but it was an outgrowth of the revolutionary movement that we had in the early 60s, in the 60s and early 70s. This was the day in 1976 that Benjamin Hooks succeeded Roy Wilkins as executive director of the NAACP. And this was the day in 1995, the Cleveland Browns came to Baltimore. Art Modell announced that he had signed a deal that would relocate the Cleveland Browns to Baltimore to become the Baltimore Ravens, the first time the city had a football team since 1983 when the Colts were stolen and taken to Indianapolis. So that happened on this day in 1995. Everybody steals one team, brings them here, but Cleveland has the Cleveland Browns one more time, and they already beat the Ravens once this year, didn't they? This is a day in 1854 that John Philip Sousa, the patriotic composer, was born, as was Guy Clark in 1941, singer, songwriter, guitarist, and producer. And Sally Field was born on this day in 1946, an American actress, and Ethan Hawke in 1970. This is the day that Samuel Eli Cornish passed away in 1858. And he was an American Presbyterian minister. He was an abolitionist, a publisher, a journalist. He was leader of New York City's free black community, and he was with people who organized the first African-American newspaper in this country called Freedom's Journal, and the first congregation of black Presbyterians in New York. In 1833, he was also one of the founding members of the interracial movement known as the African-American Anti-Slavery Society. He was a great warrior for justice and against slavery and died on this day in 1858, Samuel Eli Cornish. This is the day that Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky passed away in 1893. We'll hear some of his music, as well as 1965, Clarence Williams, American singer, songwriter, pianist, and producer. We'll hear some of his work as well, doing our breaks in and out today on here on the Mark Steiner Show, as we do. And that was our day in history, November the 6th.